you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Personally, I'm kind of glad this week is over and done with. Because I've been, how can I say this? Less than effective? Yeah, efficiency and accuracy have not been my strong suits this week. And it all started this time last Saturday when I was sharing all my theories on how Game of Thrones would turn out with you. Well, first of all, my prediction that Arya would try to assassinate Cersei and Jaime would fight Arya to save Cersei, remember all that? Yeah, then I said Brienne would travel south and she'd have to choose whether to save Jaime or keep her oath to protect the Stark daughters and fight for Arya using the sword that Jaime gave her that she named Oathkeeper. Remember all that? Yeah, that was completely wrong. Well, I guess I should stop right here and do one of those spoiler alerts because I really don't want to ruin the show for you. So if you're not up to date on Game of Thrones, you might want to stick your fingers in your ears and sing la 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 for the next few minutes. Okay? Fair enough? So here we go. No, pretty much everything I predicted about last week's Game of Thrones episode was way off the mark. But by far, the worst mistake I made was mispronouncing Missandei's name. Heck, I might still be mispronouncing it. I don't know. I just called her by an entirely different character's name. And I'm so embarrassed by that, I'm not even going to tell you which character. But back to predictions. In my defense, the creators of Game of Thrones have always wanted the plotline to be unpredictable, which is one of the reasons why trying to predict how the story will evolve is one of the best things about the show, right? But I just whiffed on virtually everything I said would happen. So don't depend on me for any valuable insights into how this thing's going to all turn out. Remember, I predicted Sansa would sit on the Iron Throne? And based on what I've said so far, that's probably not going to be the way this story ends. But we'll see. They wrap up everything tomorrow night, and it should be fun to watch. Though I have noticed some critics and fans think that they've kind of rushed all this resolution with all these overarching plot lines. But I must admit, I don't agree. Now, would I have liked it if they'd added four more episodes to this season? Sure, more Game of Thrones would be a good thing, of course. But it took them 2 years to come up with these last six episodes. Just think how long it would have taken to make 10. So, as Colin Powell said in his autobiography, every war must end, and all the wars on Game of Thrones must end too. So I don't have a problem with it. Besides, it's going to end tomorrow night, no matter what. And I'm determined to enjoy it, despite what anybody else might think. But my incorrect Game of Thrones predictions were not the only mistakes I made on last week's show. In my haste to take advantage of National Shrimp Day last Saturday, I completely overlooked Mother's Day the very next day. Holy mother of pearl! How could I be so stupid? We should have done a show about giving mom the day off in the kitchen and cooking her favorite dinner for Mother's Day, shouldn't we? What an idiot. I can tell you what I plan to cook for my wife and daughter-in-law, the two mothers in our family. I offered to grill steaks, do baking potatoes, and a big salad with a portobello mushroom for my vegetarian daughter-in-law. But my entire family said, let's just do takeout. So, Fuddruckers. Yep, we did Fuddruckers for Mother's Day. Yeah, I know, not very good form for the host of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, I know. But I gave in, or gave up is more like it, I guess. Oh well, at least I had good intentions. Besides, this time last week, the entire city of Houston was in a funk over the Rockets' collapse in the playoffs. To the Warriors, no less. Again. we just never knew which Rockets team would show up. You know, the one that rained threes down on their enemies, kind of like the Mother of Dragons. Or the shoot-and-miss Washington Generals, the guys who lose every night to the Harlem Globetrotters. As the final seconds were running out in Game 6 last week, I turned to my wife and said, just not good enough. She kind of stood up for him. She pointed out how well they'd played. But I said, you know, if the Rockets can't beat the Warriors with Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins out, and Steph Curry with a dislocated finger at home, no less, then they're just not good enough, period. But I'll tell you who is good enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. Sorry, I was channeling Stuart Smalley there for a minute. No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the Houston Astros. Did you get to see Corbin Martin pitch last Sunday in Minute Maid Park? Wow, what a feel-good story. This kid's a Houston native. He played at Cy Something High School. I think it was Cy Ranch, I'm not sure. I do know he went to A&M. And then the Astros drafted him in, I think, the second round 2 years ago. And he said he'd grown up watching and loving the Astros all his life. So to be able to make his major league debut with his hometown team, with his mother and grandmother watching from the stands on Mother's Day, no less, he said that was just the most amazing thing that had ever happened to him. And he also said something that I liked. He said the only thing that would have made it better was if his grandfather had lived long enough to see it too, because he and his grandpa loved to watch the Astros together. You know, I sure hope my grandson, Liam, will be able to say something like that about me one day. And that's just one feel-good storyline for the Astros. They're the hottest team in baseball right now. And George Springer is simply on fire, isn't he? And with both his bat and his glove. Sure, he's been crushing the ball at the plate. A lot of home runs and extra base hits. But he's been smothering it in the outfield, too. Smothering the ball, that is. Have you seen some of those catches? Wow, the way he dives for fly balls, and he catches most of them. It's nothing short of astounding. But Josh Reddick has been doing the same thing. You know, when I was a kid, I always played in the outfield because I wasn't very good. And when you're a kid, the worst players are always stuck in the outfield. But in the major leagues, you need talented outfielders like Springer and Reddick. And the Astros have won at least a couple of games by making some sports center quality catches in the outfield. And let's remember that they're doing all this while their best player, Jose Altuve, is on the injured list with a bad hamstring. And plus, it doesn't hurt that Carlos Correa and Alex Bregman have come alive at the plate, or that Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole are pitching lights out. This team is just dominating right now. So let's celebrate the Astros this weekend, shall we? And there's no better way to celebrate our hometown baseball team than with a good old-fashioned All-American hot dog, right? I mean, baseball and hot dogs go together like Springer and Dinger. You won't be surprised to hear that I looked it up. Google is your friend. And there's a lot of controversy about where the hot dog originated, and more specifically, who invented it. Of course, the Frankfurter came from Frankfurt, Germany. But the practice of serving a sausage on a bread roll, that's undeniably American. A German immigrant, whose name I can't pronounce, so I won't even try, claimed to introduce the hot dog sandwich, if you will, in St. Louis, Missouri, around 1880. And it spread like wildfire at King's Landing. But there are people who insist that the hot dog was actually first pioneered in 1867 by Charles Feldman at Coney Island in New York City. So that's where the controversy comes in. In any case, we can all agree that the hot dog is undisputedly an American culinary creation. However, that's not where the controversy ends. As a matter of fact, it's where it begins. There's lots of different recipes for how to cook the perfect hot dog, and that's what we're talking about on today's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So, The Rockets may be gone from the playoffs, and Game of Thrones may end tomorrow night, but we've still got the Astros. And I don't know about you, but that's all the reason I need to grill up a plate of pups. Hot dogs, that is. I just hope somebody makes sure we don't run out of mustard. That would be tragic.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Please
make welcome now Damian Loetta, one of the owners of Yo-Yo's Hot Dog in Rice Village. Hey, Damian, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Let's get started by having you tell us all about yourself. Where were you born? Where were you reared, schooled? How'd you get into the food service industry? All of that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, I'm born in Houston, but I was raised in Florida, and then I decided to move back. And that's where I ran into Jerry Jan, the former owner and now one of my business partners. He was one of the owners of Curbside Eats, which was a Houston-based food truck. And since then, he's been my trainer. He was the head chef at Raw. He opened up two locations, one in City Center and the old one in the Woodlands. So that's basically where I got all my training from, was from him and a little bit of Danny.
Yo-Yo's is an interesting name. Where did it come from?
You know, I think Danny, who just wanted something that was kind of cartoonish, kind of comical. And so he came up with his name, Yo-Yo, and he kind of just put it on the side of his card. And it really does fit his character because he's kind of goofy in that way.
And Yo-Yo's has the most interesting hours of operation that we've ever encountered. What are they?
So our time of operation is from Thursday night all the way until Sunday night. Thursday through Saturday, we're at Rice Village, and we're open there from 8:30 p.m. to 3 a.m. And we're at another club. It's called Fox Hollow. It's right there on Washington. And we are there from the same times, 8:30 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Why only late night, Damian?
You know, that's the question that we get a lot. I believe that people really enjoy the hot dog at night because they're coming from the club, you know, they probably drank a little bit too much. And the hot dog is it comes on a 7-inch bun, and the wiener is 7 inches also. And so it comes with all these crazy filling toppings. So I think it's a really quick, easy, filling, hangover kind of food you could get at late night.
Where did you guys get the idea for a hot dog exclusive restaurant?
At first, we actually didn't have just one menu item on the cart. We had a bratwurst, and then we had the famous one that we have now. But ultimately, for the cart, it was really hard for Danny to do that. So he just limited to one item. On the food truck, we're going to be bringing on maybe like fries, or we're thinking about maybe a Frito pie or some kind of vegetarian option. We'll go with like a tofu dog or a black bean wiener-based kind of hot dog, so we can appeal to a variety of different people.
And we would be remiss if we failed to point out all the kudos that Yo-Yo's Hot Dog has received. MSN named it one of the 50 best restaurants in America. And Yelp has typically ranked Yo-Yo's Hot Dog as number one in its restaurant category. Congratulations, Damian. That's got to make you proud.
Yeah, we're definitely proud of it. I mean, Danny and all of us have really worked hard to, you know, so I think it comes down to customer service, and I think we nailed that part. So I think I give it all to my customers, really, because they're the ones that have given us over 450 reviews on Yelp. And I mean, it just started as a little cart, so I mean, I believe it's all because of the customers.
And some of those endorsements are pretty impressive. One said, "My parents haven't agreed on anything in the past 15 years until Yo-Yo's." I'm not sure whether that says more about their marriage or the hot dogs. But there's another one that's even more remarkable. "My wife, daughter, and I drove in from Amarillo just to get Yo-Yo's hot dogs." Now, wait a minute. Is that really true, Damian?
That is definitely true. I mean, just yesterday, somebody messaged me on Facebook, and he said him and his friend's coming from out of state, and he lives in Austin. And he said, "I'm coming down to Rice Village in Houston tonight just to get a hot dog." And keep in mind, he sent me this message at 8 o'clock, and he told me at 11 o'clock that he was leaving. And I was like, okay, awesome.
Yo-Yo strikes us as a distinctively Houston eatery, so we're sure you're like us, big Houston Astros fans, and baseball and hot dogs just go together. So our audience wants to learn some new cooking tips and techniques from professionals like you guys. So let's discuss how you make your hot dogs at Yo-Yo's. The wiener is obviously the center of it all. So where do you guys get your wieners, and what are they made of?
We get them from, honestly, we get them from Sam's, and it's a Nathan hot dog, 100% Nathan, 100% beef, and 100% kosher. So we put in a big order every week, and we get our buns from there also.
Many in our audience are avid backyard chefs, so grilling is a primary cooking method. How do you guys at Yo-Yo's cook your dogs?
We toast the bun in the toaster. And then we have warm cream cheese that we spread along the inside of the bun. And then we slice open the wiener first. And then we put curry ketchup inside of it. And then that's when we put in the caramelized onions, which are marinated in a secret sauce. And then we have fried onions on top. And then we have honey mayo. And then we have just a tab of sriracha in there with salt and pepper.
Okay, but we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, Damien. Talk about how you cook the wieners first.
We really just put it on a griddle. It's a small one, and then we just warm it up. The idea is to let it cook fully on each side and then to keep those juices inside. And then we cut it open on the grill, and then that releases all of the juice. And then we flip it over on the cut side of the wiener, and then we make sure to char the inside of the hot dog so it's nice and warm. We want a nice, warm consistency throughout the whole hot dog.
Now, in your own words, you guys strongly recommend that your customers order Yo-Yo's hot dogs all the way.
All the way.
That means all of those ingredients you just listed, right?
Yes, sir. All of them.
But you will make a hot dog to order, won't you?
We will make it to order for sure. If customers, you know, obviously some customers are allergic to different things. So we always ask, if you're not allergic to any of these items, I highly suggest getting it all the way.
And you mentioned earlier the hot dog stand itself does not offer side dishes. So Yo-Yo's hot dogs stand up on their own? Is that right?
They do, yes. They really do. I mean, if you haven't tried a Yo-Yo hot dog, and there's plenty of reviews and customers that tell me this is the best hot dog they've ever had.
Do most customers order more than one?
Yes. Some people come out and they will order 12 hot dogs or like 6 hot dogs. They get some for the whole family and they take it home.
In that regard, that would be a great idea for an Astros baseball watching party at home. Drop by Yo-Yo's, get a dozen hot dogs, and there's food for a whole party.
Oh, yeah.
And again, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about learning new tricks for our backyard chefs to use at home. So what tips can you give us about cooking hot dogs at home?
So the trick is you always want something with flavor, and you want the hot dog to be full of flavor, and that always starts with the quality of hot dog you get, what kind you get. I believe that the Nathan's have worked tremendously well for us. It's really about that char flavor on there, and some people will char it too much and then you're just getting a burnt flavor, but there's a difference from burnt and then charred. So it's really the key component is trying to figure out the balance where that charred taste is.
I was going to ask, what's the single biggest mistake most of us amateurs make when we grill a hot dog at home?
But I can't understand. They burn the hot dog.
Yeah, right, exactly. This has been Damien Louetta. He's one of the owners of the highly rated Yo-Yo's Hot Dog. They're at 5555 Morningside Drive in Rice Village. That's the hot dog stand. They also have a hot dog truck. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We also have a food truck. It was the old Curbside Eats, and Danny, he was like, okay, well, I'll ask them if they want to expand with me, and I was open to it, and we rewrapped the truck, got it renovated, and now it's Yo-Yo's.
How do people get in touch with you to have the truck come out to them?
We always update it on our website. We have a new website up and running now. And we offer catering services as well. So if you want to get Yo-Yo's catered straight to your house at the convenience of your home, we can always do that.
And what is your website, Damien?
So it's yoyoshotdoghtx.co.
Damien Louetta of Yo-Yo's Hot Dog. They're only open on Friday and Saturday nights from about 8:30 to 3 a.m., but they're definitely worth it. Thanks, Damien. Best of luck to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Well, this should be good fun. We're going to visit with Molly Ferd. She and Daniel Caballero own and operate their food truck, Good Dog Houston. Hi, Molly.
Hi, how are you? Nice to be with you today.
We're doing well. Don Nelson is a good friend of mine and a good friend of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and I'm sure he'd be proud to note that your food truck's name, Good Dog Houston, is kind of a play on his show on Channel 13 years ago, Good Morning Houston. And if it's not a play on that, it should be. So start out by introducing yourself to our listeners. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school? How'd you get into the food industry? That kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I moved to Houston about 25 years ago from California. And then I've been loving this city ever since. I went to school in Lana Marie Lenotra, which is off of Cross Timbers, off 45. And it's a very small French culinary school. Everything is very personalized, very small classes. And from there, I started working with Chef Charles Carroll at River Oaks Country Club. I've also worked with Brian Caswell and Jeb Stewart at different restaurants around town. So I certainly love food, and that's how I got started, you know.
So now tell us the history of Good Dog Houston. How'd you guys get started?
Yeah, so we had an idea for a hot dog in Houston that was a little bit higher quality, more gourmet, and certainly more local. And so with that in mind, we found a truck on Craigslist, and they retrofitted it out for us, and we had an opportunity to just kind of go for it. This was in 2011, so it was prime time for, I guess you would say, the gourmet craze of food trucks. I think at the time there was maybe like 8 food trucks that were doing something a little bit higher end, and so it was well received, and now we have 2 locations inside of the Loop. And it's very exciting.
Condiments are one of the keys to making a good hot dog into a great hot dog.
Yes.
And we hear that you make all your condiments from scratch at Good Dog Houston. It sounds like a lot of work. How do you do that?
Yes, that is actually what sets us apart from most hot dog restaurants. So we make our pickles, we make our relishes, we make mustard, ketchup, mayo. Everything is made in-house. And that's actually what kind of sets us apart. So all of our condiments are made in-house. Our dogs themselves are made for us here in Texas. And then we use Slow Dough Bread Company as for our buns. And yeah, it's a labor of love, definitely. The first condiment would be our sweet pickles. My grandmother used to make these pickles in her house in upstate New York. And I just had this fondness for them. I've made them now for quite a while, and you know, they're just the perfect condiment on a hot dog.
Hot dogs are obviously the hallmark of Good Dog Houston, and we'll get to the particulars of that in just a minute. But you also offer lots of other menu items.
Yes, sir.
I love fish and chips, so tell us about your Gulf fish and chips. How do you make it?
Oh man, that's special. So we have actually gotten a few accolades for our fish and chips, which is funny because we're a hot dog place. But we get our fish from the Gulf. It is delivered to us every day. So it's going to vary in terms of what fish it is. So sometimes we'll have grouper, sometimes we'll have snapper, other times we'll have golden tile. It really varies as to what is available. And it's a beer batter that we use, but it's very light and crisp, seasoned, and it's very delicate. We serve it with our malt mignonette that we make in-house and a house tartar sauce.
And there's another item that caught our eye. That's chicken tenders. My grandson could eat chicken tenders 3 times a day, every day, if his parents would let him. But your tenders are called Chicky Chicky Parm Parm. So what's up with that?
So we have a sandwich with our chicken tenders, and that is a play on the TV show Parks and Recreation, which is a funny show. And so there's a character on there that has a term for a chicken parm sandwich, which he calls the Chicky Chicky Parm Parm. And so we take our chicken tenders and we make a really delicious chicken parm sandwich, and that is all made in-house as well, and it's quite delicious.
And there's also soup, salads, wings on the menu. So Good Dog Houston is definitely a lot more than just hot dogs.
Yes.
But before we get to the dogs, at least fill us in on that dessert called Rocky Road Squares. Wow, that sounds devilishly good.
Wow, so yes, this is great that you're talking about. This is my other grandmother. She wasn't the biggest cook. So this is one thing that she would make, and we would make together. And it's like a very nice chocolate fudge with peanuts and marshmallows. And it's very simple to make. And that was what she would make. And so that's why we have it on the menu. It's very delicious. It's very addictive. And it's great frozen and everything. So we actually have an event coming up where we are passing out a free Rocky Road square to every customer that comes in October 4th.
Great. Today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on the Houston Astros, so baseball and hot dogs and good dog Houston. So tell us how you cook the wiener first.
Sure. So every week we receive our hot dogs. They're never frozen. They're not sitting on a shelf. They are made every single week, and we get them in one long length that we have to cut ourselves. And so for that reason, they're very special. And they're smoked by our purveyor. So it's a smoked hot dog as opposed to, you know, not a boiled or something. And then when we receive them, we cut them up and we put them on our flat top griddle. We sear them with clarified butter as well as the bun. And it gets a really nice snap. There's a casing on there. So it's got that bite to it when you're eating it. And it's a very important part of our hot dog experience.
The variety of hot dogs at Good Dog Houston is incredible. We wanted to pick out a couple and have you describe them. So let's start with the Chi-Town.
Oh, perfect. That's one of my favorites. So that's our homage to the traditional Chicago dog. So we have tomato slices, dill pickle slices. We have that sweet relish I was talking about earlier. We have our house mustard, and we have celery salt and pickled Fresno peppers is what we use as our sport pepper. And it's a really good example of all of our house pickles and house condiments all on one dog. It's one of my favorites.
Then we have to give equal time to the other major style of hot dog, the New Yorker. What are we going to get there, huh?
The New Yorker is a must. We couldn't have a menu without a New Yorker. So we have a whole grain mustard, so a deli style mustard that we make in-house. We also have our beer braised sauerkraut that we make in-house. And we use Texas beer for that as well.
And, of course, we have to have a local angle. So tell us about the Texican dog.
The Texican is the whole enchilada. You have everything on there. We have some vegetarian refried beans. We also do guaca cheese, avocado, lime, cumin, salt, cilantro, red onion, pickled jalapeno, and creme fraiche.
You seem to take special pride on being focused on locally sourced food products. Why is that so important to you?
Yes, sir. So we're here in Texas, and we have so many great companies around us doing great things. So we found a way, if we were not going to source it locally, we were going to make it ourselves. And that was our thing from day one. We found our hot dog provider who is in Texas and brings it right to our door. And we also have the great company Slow Dough, who makes our bread. And even on draft at our restaurant, all of the drafts are from Texas. We felt like it would be our job to do a small footprint, if we could, as a business. And I think everyone appreciates it.
And we're sure Good Dog Houston provides catering services with that food truck. So how do we contact you to order that?
Yes, we still have our truck running. It's a small 1991 Chevy, but it's a short bus. And we have on our website a form to fill out for catering that goes straight to our catering manager, and we can take care of any party that you guys have coming up.
So what is your website?
It's gooddoghouston.com.
And do you have social media presence?
Oh, yes. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All at Good Dog Houston.
We've been talking to Molly Ferd. She is of Good Dog Houston with two locations, 903 Studewood in the Heights and 1312 West Alabama in the Montrose. Molly, thanks for talking to us. All the best to Daniel.
Yes, thank you so much.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaw's.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Here he comes to save the day. That means that Funny Fred is on the way. It's Fred Olson, my old Hudson and Harrigan buddy from back in the day. How you doing, Mr. Superhero?
Oh, I used to love that cartoon when I was a kid, Mighty Mouse.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Underdog, all of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, we kind of rephrased the Mighty Mouse theme a moment ago. And it was a very popular cartoon character when you and I were pups. But
yeah.
So you were a big fan of Mighty Mouse. My favorite was Rocky and Bullwinkle. Moose and Squirrel.
Moose and Squirrel. Yes, Natasha. I always wondered what those people were smoking who wrote that.
Yeah.
Now, you look back at that. Like, then there was Beanie and Cecil and the trip to the No Bikini Atoll.
Yeah, yeah.
And just weird, you know, I go, hey, they got away with that. It's real strange stuff.
I liked Yogi Bear, yo, boo-boo.
Oh, Mr. Ranger, sir. But Yogi. Oh, yeah. That was, you know, the background of that was always, whenever they go running through the woods, it was always the same three or four trees, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, that's when cartoons started getting really cheap. You know, Disney's were all these beautiful things, and then they started going, all we need is one background. We'll just run it over and over.
Well, I also like the Warner Brothers cartoons, Bugs and Daffy. I especially liked the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
Those are just the absolute picture of hopelessness. That was
beep, beep.
The look on his face as he goes over, he goes, like, basically, bye. And that little puff of smoke.
And then I also like Huckleberry Hound.
Oh, yes.
Did you know Huckleberry Hound was the first cartoon to win an Emmy?
Really?
Yeah. Gosh. And in some ways, you know, those cartoon shows kind of foreshadowed what you and I did on the H&H show all those years, because all those character voices that you did made us kind of a radio cartoon, weren't we?
Well, it was. It was theater, real theater of the mind, and dare I say, maybe one of the last vestiges of theater of the mind that we were able to do in Houston, and you just don't hear it anymore. Everybody is kind of homogenized, I think. That's just my take. It's just me.
Yeah.
Everything is just homogenized to sound the same. We want to sound like them because they're successful, and after a while, everybody sounds kind of alike, but not many people try to do what we did.
Did you ever harbor any aspirations to move to the West Coast and do cartoon characters for a living, Fred?
You know, I thought that I would love to do that. I still, you know, but trouble is, I'm out in the country and you need a ISDN line and you need a special satellite or something to make it sound like you're already out in L.A. I'd love to still do stuff like that. I always wanted to be Mickey Mouse, you know.
Right. Hi, everybody, it's me.
You're certainly good enough to do that.
Well, the whole thing is there are 1,000 people that are good enough. You just have to know somebody who gets you into to the audition. But, yeah, there were times I would love to have done that. But I had fun where I was, and God put me where I was supposed to be.
Right.
I was driving through the parking lot yesterday, leaving out HEB, and a guy kind of was talking to his cousin in Houston. And he goes, hey, stop here. Say hello to her. I said, hi, who's this? She goes, Stephanie. And, well, tell him who you are. I said, I'm Fred. She goes, no, tell him who you used to be. Tell her. Yeah. So the whole thing, she and her family were fans of ours from the times they were little kids.
I love it. Tell them who you used to be. I love that.
Yeah, tell them who you were. And but the thing is, we got to be somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, back in the day when you and I were kids, all the people who did voices for cartoons lived in L.A. because that's where the big animation companies were, Walt Disney, Walter Lantz, Warner Brothers. But these days with the internet, I do voices for animation.
Sure.
And video game characters. Russians love video games. You explain to me why and we will both know.
So, you know, comrade, maybe I'm in the wrong job. I need to find new work someplace instead of mowing my yard every week.
Well, I do 2 recurring video game characters. One is the Richard the Ghost.
Hello, Anna. Welcome to the mansion.
And the other one is a helicopter pilot in like one of those Grand Theft Auto type games.
Right.
And the helicopter pilot drops the bad guys into the whatever scene they're going to rip off. And then he comes back and picks them up.
Right.
And he's got that, you know, that two-way radio jargon.
Yeah.
Coming in hot, coming in hot. Watch your six, watch your six. We got to go, we got to go, we got to go. And they write to me from time to time, and I do some more pickup lines for their new game. So how about you? Do you ever do that?
Well, no. I need to find people who will hire me for that. You know, I imagine if I tried a little harder for that, there may be something out there. I just like to find a couple clients that go, yep, just give it to Fred. And and I have a couple who do those types of things, and I go, huh, I'll do that. I know exactly what they want. They don't have to. They can't come all the way here to sit with me in a studio and go, no, a little more this or a little less that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what producers used to do. They would sit there across the glass from you and intimidate the hell out of you.
And,
or they try to, you know. So I remember doing a session one day. It was I had like 7 producers, and it was only 2 lines, and none of them liked anything.
Wow.
And I finally looked at them and said, if I'm not the guy, it's okay. You know, you're not going to hurt my feelings. I got a tough skin. And they go, no, you're the guy. I said, oh, it's your fault. You can't figure it out.
Well, I went to an audition one time, and the lady handed me the script, and she looked like she had a long day.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, now, I don't want an announcer. I want an actor. And I said, okay. And so I gave it my best shot, and I got about 6 words into it, and she went, no. I told you, I don't want an announcer, I want an actor. And so I tried it one more time, and again, she only let me get about 6-10 words into it, and she literally ripped the script out of my hand. And she said, get out.
Sorry to laugh at that, but
that, it's true. And so I called our agent. We both worked for the same agent.
Yeah.
And I called my agent and I said, "Don't ever book me with that woman again." And she said, "But she's very powerful. She gets a lot of work." And I said, "I don't want to work for that woman."
Yeah, it's people don't realize that when folks go in to do commercials, well, now they do them in their stocking feet and in their own homes instead of going to studios. But and you think how many more commercials are being made now? How many more TV channels that need content? It's crazy. And well, you and I should be making millions.
We should, but we're not.
Well, there's some guy sitting at home who's got this incredible voice, you know, in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska, and he's just cleaning up probably.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, they have that sound.
That's right.
And we are announcers. Let's face it. It's hard to lose those rounded tones and things that people used to like on the radio. But now people in commercials go, "No, I don't want that."
Well, let's broach the subject for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show before we run completely out of time. Hot dogs. Baseball and hot dogs. Of course, we're down to baseball now. Baseball and hot dogs have always gone together. So, I don't know about you, but I think Dollar Dog Night at Minute Maid Park is just about the best thing ever. And my wife likes to say, "I never met a hot dog I didn't like." So, let's talk about the finer points of hot dogs in general. Do you remember Big Frank's Chicago-style hot dogs over on Kirby Drive?
I do, actually, yes. I do. I love a hot dog. I love a good hot dog. I love a bad hot dog. I just love hot dogs. You know, when you're at a kid's birthday party or something, they go, "No, I don't want to eat that." And you have one and go, "You know, that's pretty good." You put some chili and cheese and onion on it. You can cover up about anything.
Well, I think that Big Frank's was just about the best hot dog I've ever had. But there are some other commercial hot dogs that are pretty good. Oddly enough, I think Five Guys Burgers makes a pretty bean hot dog. Have you ever tried that?
No, I haven't, but I used to occasionally when I was eating way too much. I eat an Antone's Pool Boy one day, and then next day I drive through James Coney Island and just get a box of chili-covered, cheese-covered, onion-covered stuff.
Right.
And you'd have to almost eat it with a fork. It was so gooey.
But ultimately, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is about making our own food.
Oh, okay.
And hot dogs is the perfect backyard chef specialty. So how do you like to cook them?
Very simply, I don't boil them. I like to grill them. Don't overcook them because they're already cooked. And just put a lot of good stuff on them. Kaiser roll I like. Again, it's hard to screw up a hot dog. That's the beauty of being a guy. We can always cook hot dogs or sausages.
Well, now, Jared Poffenberger at Belleville Meat Market tells me that he does like to boil them because that way he doesn't have to worry about the skin splitting open. And that's one of the ways you can screw up a hot dog.
There you go. I don't mind if the skin splits a little bit.
Well, now, there are some people who even slice it open and then turn the open side down and grill it that way. But to me, that lets all the juices out.
Well, I don't know. I like it anyway. as long as it's good meat, I don't care.
Well, I guess that at the end of the day, that's the bottom line, isn't it? Getting a good wiener in the first place.
Yep.
And there's only one place to do that, and that's Belleville Meat Market.
Oh, I love that place. I love it.
Well, we've run out of time again, friend. I've got the fire going on the grill, so I'm headed to the backyard. This is where Porky Pig would wave goodbye, so do the honors for us, will you?
That's all, folks.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up.